Happy to be joining you on this Monday, sitting in for Paul W. Smith on Focus on WJR. Again, we're awaiting a 1 o'clock scheduled press conference, news conference with President Trump, who is expected to update us on the situation in Iran with the rescued airmen and also the ceasefire that's been discussed and his deadline for implementing that ceasefire. That's to come, scheduled again at 1 o'clock. We'll carry that live when it happens. In the meantime, we're joined by Matt Friedman, co-founder of Tanner Friedman Strategic Communications. He covers, in addition to his day job, comments on all things media as a former member of the media and also a media watcher. And we wanted to welcome Matt today to talk about the return to the Today Show of anchor Savannah Guthrie after just the incredible human tragedy, family tragedy that she's endured with her mother, who was abducted from her home in Arizona. Matt Friedman, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Dave. Great to hear you on any media platform, but especially this one.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's a thrill to be here to fill in for my friend Paul W. On this Monday. This case, the return of Savannah Guthrie to the Today Show on NBC Today, she's been off for a couple of months. I mean, her mother went missing in February, and what a gut-wrenching time, tragic time for the family. But at some point, I suppose you have to try to get back to life as you knew it once before, and that includes, in her case, work, as is the case for so many of us. But what a sad and tragic story this has been.
It sure is. And I think one of the things that's important to remember about this is the case got so much attention, not only because of the movie-like qualities that a lot of the case had, but also because of Savannah Guthrie's role in our media system. Mm. What I mean by that is the reason why the Today Show is still relevant, is still successful, is still such a big moneymaker for NBC is because of the personality nature of the show. That's why its audience is loyal, is that viewers feel like they're inviting these personalities into their homes. They're sort of a part of the family. At the same time, the viewers feel like they're a part of the family of the host of the show, because that's always been part of the brand of the Today Show. So Savannah Guthrie is somebody who viewers of that show felt like they knew. And when this tragedy happened to her and this mystery happened to her, you know, all the other networks covered it as a news story because of the celebrity aspect, because of the qualities of the story that it had. But this audience has been waiting for her to come back. So it was a real TV moment like we don't see very often anymore, her return to the show today. And I think viewers saw a lot of emotion, but they also saw a professional at work who was able to do her job.
Right. And she had been back as far as sitting for an interview, last month, about the case and all of that. So maybe that kind of eased the transition back. But you know, in a family like that, the Today Show family, and it really becomes that, she had to be incredible. It had to be comforting to her, I would think, to be back with those group of, you know, of individuals who clearly care for her and for her well-being.
Yeah, I think you saw that on TV today. And if you look at the clips, you can't fake that. I mean, Dave, I think you can attest to this better than anybody. I can as a producer, where we always wanted our anchors on set to have chemistry, to get along to the point where the viewers would know that these people like and trust and respect each other. And it was very clear today that they have that on the Today Show. And that just, you know, permeates through the screen. The other thing that Today Show has that almost nobody has in media anymore is they have fans who travel to New York and wake up before dawn to go outside and be a part of the show. And it sure looked to me like Savannah Guthrie was comforted by those fans surrounding her on this day.
And as great as all of that is, she's still living with the fact that her, you know, her mother is missing, that she has not been found, that, you know, there are so many unanswered questions still out there. It's just, any way you look at it, it's just, you know, a tragedy.
It is, and it's really hard to get attention for unsolved cases. I think a lot of your colleagues at WJR who've worked in and around news can attest to this, that the longer it goes on without being unsolved, the harder it is to make it into news. So at some point, she's going to have to get up and do this again, I presume tomorrow and again, because it's her job. And as I said, she's a professional. But the case remains unsolved, and all of NBC's competitors are kind of off of it now. Nobody's anchoring their newscasts from outside the home in Tucson, Arizona anymore. But she and her colleagues know the case is that maybe there's a killer out there or a kidnapper out there. All of those unknowns are on top of mind for that news staff and trying to do their show every day.
I think a lot of people, they may look at this too, and because of all of that attention, because of her celebrity, if you will, being part of the Today Show and coming into people's homes every day, like how has more progress not been made in this case? How has this gone on for over 2 months with seemingly no answers, with no suspect, with, I mean, how?
Yeah, especially in this day and age with Ring doorbells, with cell phone video, with cameras everywhere tracking us, it sure is a mystery, and it begs all of those questions and more. And it'll be interesting for me to see in the media analyst role that I have, but also from the PR role, as I've done media training and some other things for law enforcement, is to try to see where this goes. Is this such an anomaly, or can something be learned from this case to help in other ways?
Well, and it's, you have observed things, you know, I don't know how closely you watched it, but if you had to grade, if you will, the performance of you know, the spokespeople out there, the you know, the sheriff, the police officials, what have you sensed over these couple of months when they have spoken about this case and either the information they presented or didn't present as it related to Savannah Guthrie's mother?
There's a couple of things I think they did well. Number one is their obligation of law enforcement in the early moments or hours of something like this is to reassure the community if the community is indeed safe, if there are no risks or no reason for fear for anybody else in the community. They seem to do that. The other thing they seem to do well is to use public communication platforms to try to advance their case. So they did that with some videos of the family and otherwise that they released. So I think just in terms of pure fundamentals from a PR standpoint, they did a good job. However, so many questions unanswered, so many unknowns, so little progress seemingly made, it's hard to call this a success because we hear time and time again how helpful the public is to law enforcement to crack and solve cases, and that hasn't happened here despite all the attention. So it begs the question, you know, did law enforcement push all the right buttons with the public that they needed to?
Well, and also, you know, the resources available, you know, locally from a state standpoint, federally as well, for such a high-profile case like this. And it's just the fact that there's been so little progress toward answers is, I mean, as I look at it, it's like, this just adds to the heartbreaking aspect of this for the family, most importantly.
It has to. And it's counter to some of the adages that we know is typically the more attention a case gets at the beginning, the more helpful it is to the investigation. This case got an extraordinary amount of attention for all the reasons we talked about, celebrity and just the unique angles to this that made it seem like it was something out of a movie. And it didn't seem to help much. And I don't know what that means.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate, as always, your insight, Matt Friedman, co-founder of Tanner Friedman Strategic Communications. You see him regularly on media across Detroit, and we're thrilled to have him on the Paul W. Smith Show today talking about the return of Savannah Guthrie, the anchor of the Today Show, to that broadcast following this 2 month or so period where she was off the air as a result of this family tragedy involving her mother. As always, thank you, Matt.
Anytime, Dave. Great to talk to you.
Talk with you again soon. Matt Friedman joining us as we wrap up hour one of Focus on WJR. Dave Llewellyn sitting in for Paul W. Smith. Again, we're awaiting a press conference addressed by President Trump, updates on the situation in Iran, and a possible ceasefire and the deadline that he has imposed for that to take place. All of that and more as we continue on JR after the news and these messages.